We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on the Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike's on Francesa on the Fan. We'll come your way. Don't cram Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, how are you?
Oh.
Guess you were all over that Predator-Penguin game last night, right?
I did watch.
You're pumped up, not me.
I watched like 7 minutes of it.
Yeah, well, that's seven minutes more than I watched.
The problem I had with it, been a lot of people in New York.
Yeah, well.
The problem I have with it is that no one's saying it isn't entertaining. It's
no.
Just that I don't care
right.
Who wins.
Right.
You know,
and Pittsburgh's not. I mean, you know, like I'd like to see Nashville win because, you know, I have no love for the Penguins.
You're not going
to
lose
who
sleep.
Who needs to see them win again? But, yeah, I'm not losing sleep over them winning. You're right.
Look, if I look at it this way. If I didn't sit down and watch that game last night, it's never happening because there were no Mets.
Right.
There was no Yankees.
And it's a championship series. So.
Of course. It's now a 2-2 series.
Yeah.
There's no NBA Finals.
Nothing.
There was nothing.
Nothing.
Now, tonight, you got something because you have Yankees, Red Sox, and I'm going to give you a positive spin on this.
What's
okay?
that?
You're not going to buy it, but I'm going to try.
Go.
It does feel like October outside.
Oh, my. No. You know what it feels like? March.
Yeah, that's true.
It does. October would be, the weather would be 100% better than it is today.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Probably be 10 degrees warmer.
Stinks. But don't even get me going. What is it, 56 degrees?
It's in the 50s, but the good news is I think the rain has stopped for the day. So they're going to play tonight, and there's going to be a big crowd for Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah, bring your parka.
And but, hey, you know what? It's still going to be fun. I mean, think about this. The Yankees and the Red Sox, we got a long way to go before this season ends. And the Blue Jays, despite losing last night, I got to have a say in it. We'll see about the Orioles. I doubt the Rays. But the Yankees and Red Sox haven't finished 1-2 in the American League East since 2009.
Is it that long?
Yeah. You know, you've had the Blue Jays in there. You've had the Orioles in there.
Right.
You've had some down years for the Red Sox and down years for the Yankees. But you haven't had, and that's the obvious answer on the main reason why this rivalry hasn't felt the same, because both teams haven't had those really good years in the same year. You know, it's been opposite occasions where one year you've had the Yankees pretty good and the Red Sox, you know, towards the bottom. And obviously a year like 2013 when the Red Sox won the World Series, the Yankees weren't that close to catching them. So 2009 was the last time they were 1-2. And that's the obvious reason why this rivalry is just really in name only. It doesn't have that same juice that we had in the mid-2000s.
Well, you know, the rivalry, I guess you had the rivalry. If you really go way back, I mean, I guess the rivalry was in the late 40s. When Ted Williams was there, Dom DiMaggio, and the Yankees were, you know, starting their five in a row that they won from 49 to 53. You know, there really was no right. I mean, the Red Sox were a bad team.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was growing up, you know, even in the late 50s, mid to late 50s, and then even when I, you know, in the 60s when I was growing up, the Red Sox weren't good. I mean, they won the pennant in 1967, and the Yankees were terrible.
Right.
You know, when they won the pennant that year. And it really wasn't until we got into the mid-70s, you know, like 75 when the Red Sox won the World Series, and then got to the World Series, and the Yankees won the pennant, and then you had those great, you know, 77 and 78, those great years, 78, obviously, the Bucky Dent game and all of that, where the rivalry really came back again, you know?
Well, that's
and then, obviously, in the early 2000s, we had the great rivalry.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it obviously comes in cycles, and right now,
it does.
Maybe it's changing this year. We'll see. It's probably still too early to kind of get the sense if we're going to sit here in mid-September.
We don't know yet.
With those two teams clearly being the two best teams. They may be in the race, but who knows? The Orioles may be there too, as well as the Blue Jays, but it definitely comes in cycles. The other thing is right now, if you're a Yankee fan, forget if you're a Red Sox fan, though we do have Red Sox fans who listen.
Oh, there's plenty of Red Sox fans in New York.
If you're a Yankee fan right now, outside of Pedroia, because he's been there for a while, do you really dislike or hate anybody on the Red Sox right now? You probably find David Price annoying.
The uniform.
You hate the uniform. David Price, you probably laugh at because you beat him up a lot. I mean, the Yankees have had pretty good
series too, right?
He is. His third
Yankees
start
can't
back.
Wait. They're ready to drive him to the ballpark.
Exactly.
They're giving them free limo service to come there.
Right. So I don't know how many Yankee fans, despite all the years in Tampa Bay and the brief stay in Toronto, I don't know how many Yankee fans hate David Price.
Right.
But Mookie Betts, like as great as Mookie Betts is, it's still too early to hate him. You know, he's just a really good baseball player. Xander Bogaerts. You really hate Xander Bogaerts right now?
Well, they will.
Right. They will.
I mean, I think it's the same thing with the Red Sox fan. Does the Red Sox fan hate Aaron Judge yet?
Not yet.
Does he hate Gary Sanchez yet?
Not yet.
You know, does he hate Stalin Castro with D.D. DeGregorius?
No.
It's kind of, it's a new way. This is the new era of Yankee Red
Absolutely.
Sox. That's where we're at now.
That's the thing. I mean, there really isn't when you look at – the only hate I can give you, and I don't even know if they hate him because they probably laugh at it, is Jacoby Ellsbury, and he's not going to play in this series because he did leave the Red Sox.
Right.
But I don't even know if Red Sox fans hate him because they're probably like, hey, you helped us win. You're not that good anymore.
Right.
Cool,
right.
Thanks.
Right, right.
Like, they don't – I don't think they look at him and kind of like this vitriol, like, oh, Jacoby Ellsbury, that traitor. I don't know how much they care about Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah.
And like
no,
I mentioned, he's not even playing in this series.
No.
So
no.
You don't have that, but you're right. I mean, it may not take long for Red Sox fans to just start hating Aaron Judge.
All of a sudden, somebody gets hit by a pitch, and here we go.
Well, that's –
you know? You get Veritek and A-Rod again. You know?
The quickest way to make this rivalry what it was, obviously both teams being good, but a little old-fashioned brawl, that always goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's always good.
But I don't know if we're going to see that. I mean, Ernie was complaining about something, and I know he was complaining about it in a, you know, the way it looks sense, that last night, you know, the Yankees and Red Sox are hanging out at charity events. Now, that's a good thing.
Who was I see David Ortiz with? Aaron Judge, right?
Ortiz and CC Sabathia.
And Ortiz was giving Judge, like, advice?
Yeah, he was admiring him. He's scared. Like, everybody loves each other
now. This is how it is now. In all sports, everybody's in love with everybody else.
Right, everybody's. But, well, you know what it is? You know what I think it really is? I think that the real team is the union more than it is the uniform you wear.
I think you hit it right on the head. And the fact that there's so much player movement now.
That,
you know, it's not the same anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that contributes.
But you're right. The union is – everybody's in – that's the team everybody's on.
Right. That's the team they play
for. Right, right, right.
And so, look, I don't think we're delusional to really think there's going to be a brawl or they're going to start hating each other.
But you never know.
No, you never know.
I mean, obviously the Orioles and the Red Sox don't like each other.
That's true. That's happened. The Blue Jays and the Rangers don't like each other.
Exactly.
I don't know if the Giants and Nationals don't like each other. It may just be those two individuals.
Well, let's see what happens the next time they play.
Right. I mean, so – who knows? But, I mean, the real trick is both of these teams being good. And you look at the Red Sox right now, and it's kind of weird looking at them because they've been so, to me at least, and I think to most people, you think of David Ortiz when you think of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And him not being there is strange on a lot of levels. First of all, the Red Sox don't hit nearly as many home runs anymore. They're not that same kind of offensive team. They still have good players. And we talked about Mookie Betts, guy's an MVP caliber player.
Right.
But they don't hit nearly as many home runs. They're just kind of a different-looking team without David Ortiz. And Ortiz used to be the guy, and this was the case for the last decade. Red Sox would come to town, Ortiz would get a bunch of hits, and we would take at least 10 phone calls a day.
Why don't they hit him?
Why don't they hit him?
Yep.
Why don't they drill him?
Yep.
You don't
forever.
Have that now.
No, you're right.
You know?
You know the other thing, too, I think that adds a little – I don't know if it adds, but the Red Sox come into this year with expectations. I mean, a lot of people felt the Red Sox would win the division, they were going to be a really good team, where the Yankees weren't looked at that way. So that also adds to it. I mean, the Yankees are ahead of schedule right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I think that kind of adds a little bit to it as well.
Yeah, I think the expectations change throughout a season. You know, all of a sudden now, I mean, I think Yankee fans are going to slowly and start to look at this season a lot differently than the way they did in March.
How could they not?
Which was, hey, you know, we just want to see young guys develop. Now it's about winning. But you've got a lot of young guys on this Red Sox team. Andrew Benintendi, Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, a lot of young guys who, if they continue to develop, will eventually be the guys that Yankee fans grow to hate.
Sure.
And Yankee fans call this radio station about saying, hey,
can we hit this guy?
Yeah, why is Mookie Betts so comfortable?
Right.
You got to drill him.
Right.
But the Red Sox are different looking because I think the strength of the Boston Red Sox, if everything works out for them, is Chris Sale and David Price at the top of the rotation.
Mm.
I mean, they've got a decent offense. Don't get me wrong. It's not a bad offense. But they're not that same slugging team.
You know,
it's
funny too with the Red Sox. I mean, there was a day when if you were a left-hand pitcher in Fenway Park. I mean, there wasn't a lot of them that were successful. You know, you could go all the way back to like Mel Parnell. You know, Bill Lee was successful as spaceman. Bruce Hurst was successful as a left-hand pitcher. Now you got the Red Sox with all these lefties in a rotation.
That's true. Now
think about that.
They got a lot of lefties.
And the Yankees, and here's another thing at work here. The Yankees were always left-handed power. Short porch Yankee Stadium, you know, going back to Ruth and Gehrig, you know, right up through Reggie, even to a pretty large degree with Tino and O'Neill. Not that he was a big home run hitter, but that team was, you know, still had left-handed power on those teams. Now, the power is really from the right side of the plate.
No, you're right. When you look at Aaron Judge and you look at Starlin Castro and you look at Matt Hauda, you're right. And from the Red Sox perspective, I think Eduardo Rodriguez is hurt, but he's a lefty. Pomeranz is a lefty.
Right,
Sales a lefty. Price is a lefty.
No question.
But I think that's the strength of the Red Sox if things work out for them. Chris Sale's had a very good year so far. Yankees beat him earlier this season, but he's had a very good season so far. Look, I know you've been very tough on David Price. He's been a terrible postseason pitcher. But the facts are the facts. The guy is a very good pitcher when he's healthy.
He's a good pitcher, but the Yankees will beat him up.
Well, they have. I mean, I think the track record is there.
I'm not saying he's not good. I just think he's overrated. That's what I would call
it. Well, one guy to keep an eye on in this series, because when you look at the Red Sox and say, all right, you know, as a Yankee fan, unless you're watching non-Yankee games, they've only seen them twice so far this year. One guy who has had a ridiculous season, and you hope you don't see him, is the closer, Craig Kimbrel. He has had a he has 48 strikeouts in 25 and a third innings. His
pretty
numbers
good.
Are just, they're stupid statistics. Basically, that's how good he's been. But obviously, the hope is you never have to see him. The hope is that you can beat up some of these starters, and the Yankees continue to roll. They did beat the Red Sox a couple of times at Fenway Park earlier this season.
Indeed.
I think there'll be some good juice in the ballpark despite the crappy weather. And maybe this is going to be the beginning of another incarnation of Yankees-Red Sox. As
could
we talked about it, it comes in cycles when the teams are good.
Yep. No doubt.
And I think both teams are good. I think the question is,
are
they good enough? And are they good enough to separate themselves from Baltimore and Toronto and Tampa so that this race, which right now features everybody, you know, right now everybody's kind of hanging in there. Will it eventually kind of go into just a two-team race between the Yankees and Red Sox? Because if that's what happens, it won't take long for Yankee fans to start cursing out Mookie Betts, who's their best player, Xander Bogaerts.
I got a feeling this race is going to be, there's going to be a bunch of teams involved here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only, what is it, 5.5 games between everybody? Six?
Yeah, I think it's six because Toronto lost last night.
I think there's going to be, it's going to be closer than anything. I don't think it's just going to be Yankees, Red Sox.
No, I don't think
we'll
so.
See.
I don't know. This division is very, very close. It's tough.
Yep, it's a good division.
I mean, you look at the division. Who is most capable of running away with it? Is it the Yankees?
Maybe.
Is it the Red Sox if they get healthy?
I don't know.
I don't know who it is. But right now, you're right. They're all separated by six. Now, in fairness, the Yankees are 8 up in the loss column on Toronto, but 6 overall. They're 2 up on the Red Sox, 3.5 up on Baltimore, 5.5 up on Tampa, and 6 up on Toronto. Mm. And they're all going to get to beat up on each other.
Yep.
I mean, so far, the Yankees have played 27 games inside their division, and they're 15-12.
Is that
they've done a pretty good job so far.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.